Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Blake's Book Club. Today we're talking Voyager Chapter 16, Willy. All right. I will admit it. I enjoyed this chapter, even though I have been for quite some time just burning down the existence of Willy and the side questiness of it all. I really enjoyed this chapter. Again, it reminded me of one of those chapters, earlier chapters, where Lord John is introduced, and knowing the story, knowing where that relationship goes, it just put a smile on my face. Now, the same thing happens, but for different reasons in this chapter. Only because Jamie has this moment where he just realizes he has to be a dad, but can't be a dad at the same time. And all of this has a ticking time bomb, just waiting to blow up, in a sense that Willy is growing and he is quickly turning into a little Jamie clone. And Jamie overhearing that conversation with the two ladies, really sets this all in motion. And after years of being there and hoping to watch over Willy and take care of him, Jamie has to make a decision and finally take Lady Dunsany up on her offer that he has to go. It's a good natural ending, a good fitting ending for this relationship, or at least for up until this point. The fact of the matter is that Jamie had Willy. Well, I'm sorry. Geneva had Willie, and Jamie is the father, though Willie was born, quite literally, out of a relationship that just should not have been, and one that is controversial at best. So it's a fitting conclusion, at least in this story, to how Jamie must leave. And the kind of heartbreak it must take him. Because in the end, it's just not right. How he was born, how he was conceived, how he was birthed, what happened to him after he was birthed, that what happened to his mother after he was birthed. It's like it's a whole thing. And again, I know I've gotten a lot of conversation out of you guys concerning Willy and his usefulness to the story, and how that will affect Jamie and Claire's story later on, which I don't doubt. And again, I will reiterate the fact that Diana rarely introduces characters that don't have this kind of relationship or close relationship to Jamie. Or close, not even a relationship, but just a close line to Jamie and Claire without bringing them back in some sort. She does have characters like so far that do show up, like Master Raymond. He has yet to show back up. I don't know if he will. Yi-Tian Cho, for at least from the television aspect, has not shown back up. Whether or not he does in the books, I don't know. So there are instances where she does have these characters, but again, they're side characters. They're not, they're not closely related to Jamie and Claire the way that Willy is. So I do see Willy coming back.